Hello, this is John Alsop, and this is your Internet Marketing 5 a Day. First one is, if your pitch isn't connecting with the reader, it's your links that provide alternatives. Now, that's kind of interesting because there's this idea of upsells and downsells, where if you give somebody an option to purchase something, if they say yes, then you want to sell that. Try to sell them something to go with it, an upsell. If they say no, you could say, well, okay, but I've got a kind of a lesser performing one that's cheaper. What about that? So you downsell. So here's a smartphone. Would you like to buy that? Yes, please. Okay, would you like a case for it? Yes, please. All right, would you like an in-car charger with it? Yes, please. All right. Would you like me to send you on a day's course training how to use it? No, thank you. And there's your stopper. But you just got kind of £40 worth of upsell there. And would you like to buy the smartphone? No, thank you. All right. Would you like to buy a simple phone that just makes calls? Oh, yes, please. Suddenly you got a sale for £20 or whatever from the person who otherwise would have walked away. And then once you got, okay, now you bought that phone, would you like a holster for that? No, thank you. And then you're on the no. So you've got this kind of whole tree of upsells and downsells. But of course you can't do that in interpersonal sell online, but you can of course do that hierarchy. Yeah, I mean, Amazon does it quite well, but what this is kind of applying that to your text and saying, well, okay, here's some text that I've written, and you can jump out at various points. Obviously people are different. Some people like lots of information, and other people want a more kind of graphic approach, and so on. So you can give people the routes to find what they want and to find the sales pitch and the approach that suits them. So your links on a page give people the option to kind of jump out of that pitch that you're making there and go to something else. That's a different way of thinking about it to where every time we hit a noun that we've got a page for, we're going to provide a link to it, which is a kind of SEO way of doing things. So that's kind of worth playing with. All right. Second thing, just this concept of things get interesting at the interface. And this is from from Ambient Findability, that book where, and he gives examples of the seashore, the forest edge on takeoff and landing, national borders, and he says the ultimate interface, sex. So kind of apply this if you, this is something I've talked about two or three times in the last few days. If you're a photographer and you take a photograph of a tractor, then suddenly you've got a photograph that's interesting to people who like photographs, who are your kind of perhaps your core market, but it's also interesting to people who like tractors. So you've got a boundary product there. And so here's the interface. So you've now got something that connects you to people who like tractors, and that's where the interface is. So now suddenly you might get to talk to people who are really into tractors, but they haven't got enough pictures, or there's a book being written that needs illustrating, or whatever. But you're suddenly in a new world, and there are forums to talk to and all kinds of stuff to learn about that new world that you've just connected with. So that interface is where all the interesting stuff goes. The other thing is, as you work, try to work with people who are not like you. So, you know, the technical web developer and the graphic designer working together, there's the interface. And it's at that interface that things get kind of interesting. Next point, this is similar to the first point where we have upsells and downsells. This is to do with having more than one call to action. You don't just have to have one call to action. Buy this or go away and never darken my doors again. You could say, well, you could buy this or you could buy the upgraded, you know, which version of it do you want, the super powerful one or the normal one? Or if you don't want to buy either of them, you could follow me so that when you've saved up enough pocket money or whatever, you can buy it later. So there you've got three options as a call to action. I wouldn't want you to confuse your visitor, and I would certainly put some emphasis in there, but there's no reason just to have one call to action. It is a strategy, the kind of, once you've landed on the page, there's no links out, there's nothing else you can do but sign up. That's a strategy. But there's another strategy here, which is have more than one calls to action. And this whole business of providing options is also about the trend for customization. So do you want it black or red or blue, and do you want a big one or a little one, and do you want me to deliver it, or will you come and pick it up, and do you want me to preload software on it, you know, do you want some music downloaded already onto your smartphone, all of those kinds of questions are about customizing the product, and people want a customized, personalized product nowadays. Nobody wants the same thing as Derek down the road's got. Okay, next one. Body shop, again. Back causes. Now what you're doing here is you're saying, normally, if you are trying to sell something, it's, in the UK particularly, it's kind of adversarial. You're trying to sell something and the other person is trying to, okay, yeah, maybe they're trying to buy something, but they're trying to buy something on better terms than you are trying to sell them at, and so there's an adversarial battle there. If you suddenly go, we as an organisation commit to an educational charity, we're a local business, we are committed to an educational charity that helps people here in this community learn whatever they need to learn. I don't know what it would be, but it's a big charity here in Scarborough is Ellie's Fund, which is a brain tumour charity. So, you know, if, say, you sell hats, maybe you would link to Ellie's Fund and you would say, all right, we give so many % of our profit, we support Ellie's Fund, we do all kinds of things and we give money and we do all sorts of stuff, so when you come to us, you are also helping that charity, and what it does, it changes that relationship and aligns you together doing good. So then people come along and they're no longer so adversarial, because they know that, you know, if they were to knock you down to bare bones on the price, they may be getting a good deal, but they're also doing something bad with regards to the charity. So, I mean, you've got to choose these things carefully. There's a whole industry about choosing charities and philanthropic giving carefully. So you have got to think it through, but, you know, it's a great way of going, we're not a bunch of money-making bastards. We are actually nice people, and good people, and nice people to do business with, because we have a heart just like you. Final one. It was something I came across in Pinterest, which if you're not on Pinterest, then you ought to be on Pinterest. If you have anything visual at all to present, then Pinterest, you should be there. If you haven't heard of it, you will. It was an image. It's a woman in a t-shirt that says "Love Starts Now," and the text above it says, "Your purchase cures 14 children from 7 deadly diseases." And when you link through to it, it goes to a shop, and they give $7 on every purchase to this week's charity. And this week, they're supporting Hungry Haitians. So there you go. So they are, it's sevenly.org if you wanted to look at how they kind of approach the philanthropic giving kind of thing. So anyway, also as a motivational headline, "Your purchase cures 14 children from 7 deadly diseases." You know, that is powerful stuff. So again, it backs up this kind of idea of backing causes and backing charities. You know, who wouldn't want, if you're going to buy a t-shirt from Derek's t-shirt shop, or you could buy a t-shirt from Jemima's t-shirt shop, and if you do it at Jemima's, then you cure 14 children from 7 deadly diseases. You know, Derek's t-shirt shop's out of business. So that's it for today. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow with more internet marketing tips. See you then.